Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm just going to let this one play.
That's a ladies' man right here.
Ladies' man who dressed like a lady.
Yep. And still a ladies' man.
And still a ladies' man.
And a baller. A great basketball player as well,
playing
Prince.
Playing point guard for you.
And yep. An unbelievable guitarist. And
unbelievable.
Is he the best halftime show of all time?
Yes. Ooh. Dude, it rained during Purple Rain during the halftime show. Are you kidding me?
Ooh.
This might be a dumb question. When did halftime shows start during the Super Bowl? Because
always been there. You mean when they become like this?
Well, yeah. I mean, I remember obviously Janet Jackson and
right.
And
that was 2003.
That was my first memory of a halftime show.
Yeah.
I'm
sure it was.
Yeah. Well, it's a core memory for everyone.
Yeah.
About 33, 27 to 33. That's a core memory.
Well, yeah, Michael did the one in the Rose Bowl.
Oh, did he? I don't even remember that.
Yeah, remember when he popped up out of
the
floor and everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Prince one was my favorite one.
Yeah, I think that was the Colts
Super
Bowl in Miami.
Oh my God!
Right, because
so
it
good.
Rained. I think that was the Colts.
Colts Saints.
Is he the Colts Saints? No, the one. The,
oh,
I think
Colts
the
Bears.
One they won, the Colts Bears.
Rex. Yeah. Rex Grossman starting in a Super Bowl is
right.
Disgusting.
Sexy Rexy.
Sexy Rexy.
That's what they called him.
Yeah. I thought they called Rex Ryan that.
Oh, well,
yeah, him too.
Anyone named Rex ends up being sexy.
He's more
Rexy.
Of a featsman.
Yes.
Featsman?
And Purple Rain, as I've mentioned, final song played by the band at my wedding, per my request, with full guitar solo. It's a 7-minute version of Purple Rain. Anyone who was still going at the wedding, you were not there at the
There's
end.
There's no way in hell I was there.
Nah,
for that one.
You were too many Ike juices in to make it to the very end. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA. Talking the Phils to start the show. And which is a bigger concern for you, for the team, the bullpen or the daycare? We made that the Twitter question as well, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented, have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. This is the question. What worries you more with the Phillies right now, the bullpen or Boehm, Stott, and Marsh? Ike, what do you think the Twitter poll is at?
Bullpen.
You had a good comeback yesterday.
Yeah.
You've been off. What do you think the percentage is?
Yeah, I think it's still close. I'll go 60-40.
That's what it is.
Is it 60-40?
60.8 to 39.2.
Wow. I'm bounced back.
He's back on.
Oh, man.
He's back on.
Blue chewed up.
There you go.
Only in a couple minutes. All right,
yeah.
Easy in there. I know you get all fired up.
Kevin, South Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken? Kev. What's up, Kev?
What's going on, gentlemen? How are we doing today?
Oh, man, killing it.
What up, Kev?
I'm just living the dream. It's first time caller, long time listener, blah, 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 blah.
Love it.
And I wanted to talk about the bullpen.
Sure.
So, you know, I don't know what the heck was going on. I didn't quite understand. I don't really have much I'm not really worried about Orion so much, but what the heck? Was that more him, or was that more JT not catching it? Because I wasn't sure if they were calling that a wild pitch or a pass ball.
Oh, well, the JT, kind of lazily missing that slider. The next pitch was a double play ball that ended up not happening, so that was brutal. I think Orion was just off. I don't think that was a super big JT problem.
Yeah, but other than that, like, you guys, Jack, you pretty much touched on a lot of the points, and I think Spike, you also said it as well, was, I mean, are we going to have to resort to using one of our backups or one of our starters to go into the bullpen and be like a long reliever? Like, hopefully Taiwan has a great night tonight. I'm hoping he goes and does another great job. I have about as much faith in him as a wet paper bag, but
yeah, I wouldn't want to be negative
on the guy, you know?
Yeah, they can't be reliant on him.
I think
that the question ends up being to me is that which guy ends up in the bullpen? Is it Ranger, or is it Painter?
I think Ranger probably. I mean, he's already done it.
But he's in a contract. The problem with Ranger is he's in a contract here. Now, I know you can just say, hey, go to the bullpen, but there's no way he wants to go to the bullpen.
And you could also do this. You could also have Painter be a bullpen guy. Why are we playing the crickets?
Oh, that's.
Oh, that was Ike. Oh, I thought that was Jack hitting the button.
Man, that was tough,
yeah, I don't know. The positive to putting Painter in the bullpen is that you end up with Painter for probably the rest of the year when you bring him up through the playoffs. And if you need him for a start in the playoffs, if you save his innings that way, you're more likely to have that. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I do agree with Jack, or I understand the problem, the agent issue and the player issue, that you're taking a guy in his contract year and putting him into a bullpen. But then again, like, I want to win a World
Series.
There's
going to be an issue, though.
Yeah.
And I'll let you finish. I'll let you finish, Kev. But when Ranger comes back, you got six starters going.
Well, no, Taiwan just goes away.
To do what?
I mean, he becomes long reliever. He becomes mop-up guy.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he was supposed to start the season doing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we're...
What if he pitches well tonight and he keeps pitching well?
Then they'll give Ranger enough time to warm up until we get a bad Taiwan start.
Oh, okay. Well, if that's what then there is no issue in it. If that's what we're doing.
You don't believe in the Taiwanissance?
What?
The Taiwanissance?
Yeah, I don't know how much Taiwan in the bullpen fixes. It gives you another arm.
Oh, Taiwan fixes nothing at the bullpen.
No, yeah. It gives you another, you know...
Long man.
Yeah, yeah. A mop-up guy.
Now, I just have two more very fast points, and I'll be out of your way, and I think I'm going to win the ladies' man. But if Painter does go into the bullpen, do you think that'll affect him long-term? Other than that, do you think the Birds will go after Justin Simmons as a late free agent signing, like we did CJ GJ 2 years ago? And on top of that, ladies' man, Pat the Bat Burrell. I'll let you guys discuss.
There you go. Big answer. That is a big answer. When Corey brought up Jalen, Pat Burrell was the first one that popped in my head.
Yeah, like, you're talking about athletes here that were ladies' men.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Burrell was a legend.
Yes.
You know? Remember that YouTube video?
I don't remember.
There's early YouTube, maybe like 2009-ish.
Okay.
There's a whole video that said my girl got Burrelled.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
It's an all-time video.
Wow. No, I don't remember that.
I do remember that.
Justin Simmons, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a possibility. He certainly is talking as if he has some sort of indication that it's a possibility. You know what happens at times? These agents, they put out fillers. And maybe he's sort of been told, just cool your jets. We want to get through the early part of the offseason. You know, this could be a training camp signing.
There could end up being more cap room after June 1st.
Right.
Well, he was on Up and Adam with Kay Adams, and they had a little back and forth about Justin Simmons potentially being an Eagle.
The Eagles, though, I mean, how much does the connection with Fangio and Christian Parker, by the way, the DBs coach, how much does that help and tilt the scale a little bit? Be honest.
Yeah, it really does. Like, as honest as I can be, like, I'm a lot of it too, going back to your question earlier about Atlanta, like, there was a lot of new, right? There's a new system. There's a new way to do it. Like, going to Philly with Vic, you know exactly what you're getting out of me, and I know exactly what I'm getting out of them, because I've been in the system. I still have a ways to go to mastering it, but there's some things and nuances that I know that Vic likes, that I know that Christian Parker likes. And I think I could really help in that area. Obviously, them moving on, from CJ and what he's poured into that city there is big shoes to fill. But I love what they have going on with Blankenship and the rest of the supporting cast there. And so, yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. I'm excited to see what happens.
Can I be honest with you that maybe this is a little contrarian? I don't really, if that feels desperate to me. Like the guy sort of like openly campaigning to be on one particular team on a national show. Yeah. Like I wonder if he really believed that there was and forgetting about the fact that he wasn't a first week signing, because you talked about him last year as well.
Oh, I loved him for us last year. He missed out on a ring.
It worries me that like
he missed out on a ring.
Maybe, I mean, he's what, 32?
Yeah, he's an older guy.
Yeah. Well, I worry that he's a guy who's lost a step and everybody knows. And it's just a little, that whole thing feels a little desperate.
Yeah.
That there's a way to answer that question and be positive about it and say sort of, it's just an answer. I know it's just an answer to a question, but there's a way to go, you know, loved Vic's system and would think it would work, but da 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 da.
Right.
But he seemed like he was trying to sell the Eagles on that show,
right?
Then that makes me think that the Eagles maybe aren't interested, or maybe there's not much of a market for them, and that part worries me a little bit.
Yeah, I that's certainly a way to look at it and interpret from what he put out there. You know, part of me thinks he's speaking with a little more familiarity, as if he knows something that everybody else doesn't know.
Right, right, right.
And because he's not with the team and he's locked in, laser focused on the Eagles, he really would be doing a disservice to himself by
talking about other teams.
Yes, yeah. with other teams. So I just wonder if he's had conversations already and they've told him, you're on the radar for us, right? You're on the radar for us.
We'll talk to you after we get rid of Goddard.
Yeah. Or get these young guys a chance. Let's see what they do. I don't know. Like the money part, I don't know what he'd be willing to accept as a payment, because he has all pros on his resume. I think that was an issue last year as to why he didn't get signed here. He may have felt he was worth more than what he was going to be offered out there. It's a good insurance policy to have if he can still play. When you're talking about having the unknowns back there, I like Sidney Brown. Sidney Brown hasn't started games, so I don't know if he can do it or if he can't do it. For a coordinator to have that much uncertainty with youth back there, there is a comfort level that I can see Vic Fangio and what's our DB coach name again?
Christian Parker.
Christian Parker. I should know it now. We're Super Bowl champions.
Fucking.
Christian Parker. It gives them, they can rest easy at night.
So,
right?
Because
now they got somebody back there who at least knows the ins and outs of the defense.
Right, right, right. And to a lesser extent, the Dory Jackson signing. I know he's not. There's a vet
who knows what he's doing,
and like he's going to be a good guy. All right.
I forgot about a Dory Jackson.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
or Adoree Jackson.
Adoree Jackson. Who called him that?
One of our callers.
Right, right. I couldn't remember who it was. So, you know, we're talking about him maybe losing a couple of steps. When you get older, there's another place you lose a couple of steps.
Hey.
The bedroom.
Yeah. Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
And honestly, sometimes the younger guys. Jack has mentioned several times that
he can't get up.
not all the time. A little soft. I'm told every day on the morning show how soft I am. Yeah.
Right.
If only I had something that could help out with that.
Blue Chew!
There we go.
Just stop worrying about it. Stop worrying about, oh, I don't want to be that guy. Be that guy. Be that guy.
Be that guy.
Be that guy who performs. You're not going to worry about the fact that you got to pop Blue Chew to make it happen the right way. She's not going to worry either.
Mm-mm. And everybody's happy.
Yes. Chewable. All online, made and shipped right here in the USA, so it's cheaper. Why, Jack?
Because
no tariffs.
No tariffs on the Blue Chew.
There you go.
Yeah, let him have it.
Yes. Just let him have it. Yeah, he wants to do it every day. It is, you know, it's the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis and Stax and Levitra, all those, but it's in chewable form. And thanks to the Afternoon Show, we want you to try it so bad. We are paying for your first month.
Mm, mm, mm.
Jack, Ike, and I, we're going to make your first month free.
We got together. We said, let's do it for the people.
We're going to do it. Just use promo code 94 at checkout, and all you're going to have to do is pay for the shipping. We're not springing for the shipping. It's like $5. You can handle that.
Come on, you handle that.
But free first month. And like I said, because it's online, you're not worrying about awkward doctor's appointments. Absolutely not. We don't like those.
Nope.
You're not worried about waiting in line at the pharmacy. Absolutely not.
Definitely don't want that.
No. We just want you. We want you locked in, buddy. And Blue Chew is going to do it. Once again, just go to BlueChew.com. You have a meeting with one of their online, you know, medical professionals. It takes like 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Then they ship it direct to you. It's cheaper. Comes in a discreet and
hard
package.
Hard
right to your mailbox. Again, that's promo code 94 for the first month free. And then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it. Do it.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas, what's up, fellas?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, I'll say something about Whitney Houston real quick, right? You guys had some a couple days ago on Whitney Houston, right? She says why she's getting so much love. Well, let me tell you, right? She had 7 number one singles, right, to start her career. 7 of them. That's a record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 7 in a row. You know who's behind her? Well, 6? The Bee Gees and the Beatles.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? They got 6. So, you know, she's just
staying alive.
I mean, I can't help. Yeah, I can't help that she's going up the line. You know what I mean? She's just a great artist. You know what I mean? But I promise I won't say her no more this year, okay?
No, you can say her. Just don't say her for ladies, man.
All right, I won't. I got a good ladies, man, for you, too.
All right.
But see, with ladies, man, too, another thing with the ladies, man. I get on that a little later. Let me say this about the bullpen, right?
Yeah.
You know, I watched the Phillies the other day, right? You know, the Dodgers and the Phillies game. And, you know, oh, man, they just... They're messing up, man. You know what I mean? Because they don't have a bullpen. They still don't have a bullpen. You know, you think Dave Dombrowski would have enough sense to go get a closer. You know, I miss Brad Lidge. You know, Ryan Matson, the setup guy. You know, those guys were solid bullpen guys. And you think the Phillies got a chance to win a championship with this bullpen? Jack, you're sadly mistaken, man. You know, this thing is over before it even started. Because these guys can't close a game. You know, the last game against the Dodgers, I'm talking about, that good game, I think it was Saturday night, if I'm not mistaken, they would have lost that game if it wasn't for JT's brilliance as a catcher.
You know?
Because they get these bozos that come in here from other cities, and they call them closers. I don't know who the hell that guy was, but he is not a closer, man.
Romano, you mean. Romano.
Yeah, that's Friday night.
That guy is the worst. Who the hell is he? Where did he come from?
Alvarado's a closer, if we're, at this point.
That's not even. That's no better.
Nah, I like Alvarado. I like Alvarado.
He's too up and down, Spike.
Most closers are like Alvarado, though. Like, not everybody is Mariano Rivera, you know?
Nah, he's not a closer, man. Brad Lidge is a closer,
dude,
man.
Dude, Brad Lidge made you sweat all the time.
Man, Bridge the Lidge.
Brad Lidge was great, man.
He had a great year. He had a great year, but he made you sweat, too.
He had a perfect year.
I think this is my thing on the bullpen, Chuck, and I agree with you that it is not complete, but it is one of the parts of the team that I think can be a we'll get to it when we get to it. Like, I don't think I think they went in hoping Romano was good. He's not good, and they know they have work to do. But I think there's a couple of other puzzle pieces left to work themselves out. That's why I'm more worried about the daycare thing, because I don't see any of those three positions getting any better. And I think Boehm is trending the wrong way, actually. So that's what worries me, is that I don't feel locked in center field. I got a platoon guy in center field. I got a guy on third base who's melting down, and a guy at second base who's a good player, a fine player, but doesn't look like he's going to end up being a 300 hitter, you know, like we hoped.
Right.
So that's a 30-year lineup that you're really questioning, which to me is a little more concerning, especially considering the great starting pitching we have. I'm a little less worried about the bullpen than I am about those guys.
Too many questions, Spike. Too many questions.
Sounds like a lot of questions, man.
Yeah, exactly. Who's the closer? You know what I mean? You got a platoon guy at center field. You know, you got a first baseman and Bryce, who's a great player. But if you got another first baseman to put him out there in the outfield, you make your team better. You know, you got a guy in Trey Turner, he's up and down. You don't know what you're going to get out of him. The guy don't want to play short. He don't want to play out in the outfield. He want to play shortstop. You know, you got your best possible shortstop on the bench. You know, you got Alec Bohm, who's a crybaby. You know, you just got a whole bunch of questions, you know, with this team. And I don't know what's what. And what I'm saying is this: I'm going to wait and see. But till then, I'm going to enjoy the summer and watch baseball while the Phillies play. But I don't believe in them. I'm just being honest, which I don't believe in them. It's a good start, but it's too many questions, Spike. Too many questions.
Well, and we'll get your ladies' man in a second. I think every team in baseball has plenty of questions except for the Dodgers. The Dodgers are the only team that don't have any questions.
They've been bludgeoned by the Nationals back-to-back nights.
Right, yeah. And by the way, another team that we thought was better than us coming into the season is now, 2-8? The Braves. I think two teams in history have made the playoffs after starting 2-8. So I don't know. We'll see. Who's your ladies' man?
Dave Dombrowski. He's no Howie Roseman. We know that. You know what I mean? That's just a fact. You know what I mean? You know, this guy is. I don't know about him. I just don't know about him. But I'm gonna go with my ladies' man. Listen, you got to rephrase that, because see, Jalen was a good pick for a ladies' man.
No, he's not.
You know, just because he's not available doesn't mean that.
Mm-mm. Well, that's part of being a ladies' man, Chuck, is that you're known for being with the ladies.
Even before he was available, he was unavailable. You never heard anything about Jalen.
Yeah.
Again, that's not an insult. It's
right.
Just like, that's not a lady. Just because you're good looking doesn't make
right.
you a ladies' man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I think it's the attraction of the ladies that's attracted to you. A lot of ladies.
Does anyone know the definition of ladies' man?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Have
here?
You seen the movie Ladies' Man?
Yeah, like there are
a good movie, by
there
the way.
Are guys out there who are very attractive who don't even date ladies
right.
that aren't ladies' men, right?
Right?
Like the guys that like other that's not a ladies' man.
Yeah.
So you got to be getting around.
Yeah,
if you're
that's what it's about, Chuck.
Yeah,
you got to get around a little.
We were doing this based off Hugh Hefner.
Yes, a little bit. You know,
and guess what? Oh, Hugh Hefner was not known for his looks,
right?
Or at least not in his later stages of his life.
Yeah,
he may have been great looking when he was younger.
You know, he probably could have used blue juice.
Oh, you kidding me? He was the first.
Yeah.
You think he didn't have blue juice?
Oh, he had a dispenser, probably. He had like
exactly.
It looked like a Pez dispenser in the bedroom. I'm sure. He'd pop on whenever he needed it.
I'm stuck between two ladies, man. Okay?
You got to pick one.
Men. One is local. One is local, and one is you know, is a star. And I'm going to say Dennis Rodman and Herb from North Carolina.
I'm looking at a threesome.
It's actually a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
What a fearsome twosome that is.
Yeah. Dennis Rodman was a ladies' man.
He was.
Yes, sir.
He was an everything man.
Yeah, Dennis.
Carmen Electra, right?
Yep.
Madonna.
Madonna, yeah.
Yep. Was there any other? I'm trying to think of any other fame. Those are the two famous.
Those are probably the two most famous.
Those are... pretty high profile.
Especially
right
during
there.
That time.
Yes.
Well, Madonna still is.
The high profile.
Jack probably has no idea who Carmen Electra is.
Oh, come on, please.
Cincinnati native.
Oh, wow, really?
Wow, really? Yeah. She's from Cincinnati?
Oh, gotta be the most... We got some lookers down there at
yeah.
the crib.
Yeah, how many times has she been back to Cincinnati?
I doubt if she's ever been back there. I couldn't tell you.
I saw The Last Dance with Carmen Electra. You know, it was a part of the documentary.
Well, she
oh,
was,
yeah, that's right. She was a part of the documentary,
well, she was
yes.
Baywatch, right? Carmen Electra was on Baywatch.
I thought that was Pam Anderson.
They're both.
Oh,
I think,
really?
I'm pretty sure Carmen Electra was on Baywatch.
This will go
there
well.
It is.
That's one I didn't watch. That's one I didn't watch.
It's always 50 minutes into the show.
I didn't watch Baywatch. I know Pamela Anderson
yep.
and Michael Knight.
And Nicole Eggert, also Baywatch. She was from Charles in Charge.
The mom?
The blonde daughter.
Oh,
ended
really?
Ended up in Baywatch.
The
yes.
blonde daughter ended up on Baywatch?
Yes.
I don't think I knew that.
Yes. And then she was in a might as well sound like a creep
yeah,
anyway.
I will go in all the way in.
Well,
now.
She was in a movie with Corey.
Corey Haim. Yeah.
Called Blown Away, where she also was not wearing anything, became famous amongst teenagers at the moment.
I used to watch Charge too, man.
Yeah, Nicole Eggert
was. Scott Baio, man.
Yeah, she was on Baio. Now, Scott Baio ended up being, I think, a creep. I think she said he was a creep.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. I don't know. He seems
Martin
like.
Martin kind of ended up being a creep too.
Martin.
Martin Lawrence.
Oh, was he? I don't know anything about Martin. Oh, really?
That's why the show ended.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
He got a little touchy Philly.
Did he? Oh, bad guy. Oh, yikes.
Some of those love scenes became.
A little too much.
He couldn't tell he was in a TV sitcom.
Oh, really? One of those things. Oh, come on, Martin. Gotta grow up. You gotta
it's
be a star.
They've all rekindled. It's
okay.
All it's water
so
under the bridge
right.
Now. Yeah,
okay.
So it can be talked about.
All right. 215-592-9494. Bigger concern, the bullpen or the daycare for the Phillies. Coming up next.
I always wondered about love scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Does one person in the love scene go too far with everything?
Yeah.
Because there has to be a point where it's acting.
Yeah, but then.
But there's always one person, and normally the guy.
Well, because.
Goes too far with the love scene.
Well, it's like, it's acting, but still.
Remember drama?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it's an Entourage.
You don't watch Entourage.
Oh, no.
Yeah, drama was with Brooke Shields.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he couldn't. He couldn't stop.
Oh. All right, Hi-Ho Shaggy Baseball Report is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
My bad.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.